With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is blasting Ukrainian President Zelensky for turning down a deal that would cede Crimea to Russia. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president is not asking Ukraine to recognize Crimea. Nobody has asked them to do that. What he is asking is for people to come to the negotiating table recognizing that this has been a brutal war for far too long. And in order to make a good deal, both sides have to walk away a little bit unhappy.
High-level talks in London aimed at bringing a pause to fighting in Ukraine disintegrated after Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff pulled out. President Trump says China has to make a trade deal. The president said China needs to sell its goods to the U.S., and he's confident they will come to the bargaining table. He added that the U.S. is losing $2 trillion in trade across the globe, and he said those days are over. The Senate's number two Democrat says his current term will be his last.
In his fifth term representing Illinois, Dick Durbin has made this announcement.
I'm announcing today that I will not be seeking re-election at the end of my term.
His announcement marks the culmination of more than four decades representing his home state. He's the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee and sits on the Appropriations and Agriculture Committees. He served as the Democratic whip in the Senate since 2005. He joins Jeanne Shaheen, Tina Smith, and Gary Peters as Democrats who will not seek their seats in the upcoming midterms. Mitch McConnell is the lone Republican vacating his long-held seat. George Williams reporting.
Southwest Airlines says it will offer fewer flights in the second half of the year. The Dallas-based carrier making the change as fewer people are booking flights within the U.S. An increase in airline mishaps has turned many away from flying. This is SRN News. A report on faith and family life.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute. And it reveals that 41% of Americans say religious practices are an important part of their family's home life. Amongst white evangelical Protestants, it's 76%, and strong majorities of black and Hispanic Protestants agree. People who attend church on a regular basis are much more likely to say that religious practices are an important part of their home life, Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming's only abortion clinic is resuming abortions after a judge suspended two pro-life state laws. District Judge Thomas Campbell issued the ruling Monday. One measure requires abortion clinics to be licensed as outpatient surgical centers. The other requires women planning a medication abortion to have an ultrasound. Wellspring Health Access Clinic in Casper has not provided abortions since February 28th due to the law. This is SRN News. An earthquake in Turkey. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The quake was followed by several aftershocks, including one measuring 5.3. Turkey's crossed by two major fault lines, and earthquakes are frequent. A magnitude 7.8 earthquake in February 2023, and a second powerful tremor that came hours later, destroyed or damaged hundreds of thousands of buildings in 11 Turkish provinces, leaving more than 50,000 people dead.
YouTube is celebrating its 20th anniversary. The video streaming platform uploaded its first video April 23, 2005. It features YouTube co-founder Javed Karim talking about elephants with the video titled Me at the Zoo. Since then, the company says over 20 trillion videos have been uploaded to the platform, with 20 million videos uploaded daily. Intel could be gearing up for massive layoffs. More details at srnnews.com.